specified that his heart was to remain in the United States. So his heart is at a shrine at Our Lady of Częstochowa Monastery in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Again, not by Paul Strayer, of how Paderewski introduced himself on stage. A publicity photograph for the movie Moonlight Sonata, which is the only film he ever appeared in. This is 1932, Madison Square Garden, where over 20,000 people came to hear and watch him play and give a recital. Elena and her friends made dolls and pillow covers that they would sell to raise money for the Polish White Cross. The Polish Red Cross, the Red Cross refused to establish a Polish branch because Poland didn't exist as a country during World War I. So instead, they established the Polish White Cross and raised considerable funds for the people of Poland, mainly the children, who were starving. And you can see here in 1918 is $75, which in 1919, what was $75 by 1919?
I believe like 400 or more.
Yeah. So we have a number of remarkable things in our collection. This typewriter he had custom made for him in Canada. It's very unusual as a double shift mechanism that allows the typewriter to type both German and Polish characters. This is the cover for it, so we know that this is the typewriter he took to the peace conference in 1919 and used at the peace conference. Again, we have the Polish army in France, and these are the photographs taken at Camp Niagara on the lake. And in this one, Paderewski and his wife are on the reviewing stand, and they would both go up and review each company before they shipped out to France. It was very instrumental in the formation of the Polish army in France and its ultimate use as becoming the core of the new Polish army after World War I. And of course, it's that army led by Pilsudski and also notably Sikorsky defeated the Russians, Soviet Russians, outside the city of Warsaw in 1920. And in this photograph.
On the same table.
Yes. In this photograph,
yeah.
He was shown signing the museum's guest book on this table. And the reason we know that is this is Polish black oak, which is very, very straight grain. However, This one is peculiar in that there's an arch in the grave right there. Which you can see right here. So this is where a table that is being used.
Richard, I didn't inform you, but I'm recording you.
Oh, okay. That's okay. I'm supposed to be doing that.
I know, and I'm just, you know,
myself,
such
anyway.
a good exposure.
You're helping me. And here, there's something very rare. One of the soldiers in the Blue Army kept his documentation, and then his son had it framed. And then there's more of this. Again, something very rare to have, and we're very happy to have it.
Matt? Richard? Thank you. Tak, jak się wchodzi, czuję się dobrze.
These are some of our rare books that we have. Not all of them are exceptional, but there are a few that are. This is an example of one. And we have a program called Save the Books. And so people donate money to this project. And in this case, the fact that we have all five volumes, again, makes it rare. Again, this one, the same thing. Because of the destruction in Georgia during the American Civil War, the copy that we have is very, very rare. But it contains an interesting account. In one monthly newsletter, an author writes that Pulaski should not be considered a hero, that he was being very foolish in doing what he did, and was not being heroic in any way. The following month, his aide-de-camp makes a reply that's many pages long, and it gives a minute-by-minute account of the battle at Savannah, and refutes the claim that Pulaski was being foolish. I'm amazed the number of books that have been published about Pulaski. No one has ever bothered to ask us if we have any first voice documentation, and we do.
But you know, it will be resolved. You know, it will be exposed after our conversations with WordCat, if that will be possible for us to swing it. And, you know, to be able to be on OCLC, if that will be visible, if anyone will be typing about it, will be shown as the first place to have it.
Right.
That's the idea behind being on WordCat. So that's a very important opportunity for us.
Yeah, because
manpower is the problem. We cannot clone ourselves. That's the problem.
That is one of our big problems.
And yes. Do you know when maneuvers of the horse artillery? Do you have that? for us.
I know it's here, but I
yes,
I
yes,
don't.
Yes. I have the thing. Yes, it's also very important that it's connected, and that was the first location of the archives of the Polish Museum of America. So that was archive number one, and it's asbestos all over. So that's like fireproof, and our main collection is of our fireproof vault. So that's important to us, also.
Mm-hmm. Way of the Lancer.
Yeah.
Okay. And so one of these, and I think it's this one, but it could be this one. Let's see the edition on this. Yeah, 1932.
Mm-hmm.
So this would have been the book that he's reading. And we're always wondering, should we put this book out
on
exhibit, or should it stay in here?
I think it should stay in here. Only on special occasions we can put it there.
Mm.
We were thinking about the benefit to have a pianist playing Paderewski piano only for like 50 people that can sit in, you know, Paderewski room. That would be a very, very nice benefit, don't you think?
Yes, but we also do have his recordings.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And one of the representatives, Richard, from the National Library, if you remember that older professor,
mm-hmm.
Katarzyna Janczewska-Sołomko,
mm-hmm.
she was in charge of cataloging. So she is an still employee of the library, mm-hmm. National Library, and she's an expert on our recordings. Nadal pan papierosy.
Cały
czas, 40
słów. Po pierwsze. Coś wolontariuszy jest.
Tak.